Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop and we reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. That this time will be helpful for you as you meditate upon God's Word and you listen to hear what God is saying to you through these passages. Now let us begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty and immortal, you are beyond our knowing, yet we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Transform us into the likeness of your Son, who renewed our humanity so that we may share in his divinity. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading that's appointed for Transfiguration Sunday is from 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. St. Paul writes, "Since then we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when we hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there. Only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, when Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the opening statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God." The Gospel of the Lord. As I thought about Transfiguration Sunday, we hear a story of Jesus going up on the mountain and his appearance changing to dazzling white. Peter, James, and John are with them and they see Jesus transformed and then Moses and Elijah appearing with him. Peter wanting to build tents or tabernacles, shelters there to kind of commemorate this event that happens. We have that story, and the Old Testament lesson is Moses, when he comes down, his face shines and people are afraid, so he covers his face. And the reading between those is this reading from Paul, where he kind of references both of these things. He talks about the veil Moses' face, and a veil that covers us. I thought about it, and as we read this, that word veil comes up several times. And I think we have to be careful. We can't take it in such a way that we put aside the Old Testament and just kind of recede the new onto the old. But rather, I think what we do is we see this, and it reminds us that at times, do we miss what God is saying? Do we have a veil over us? Do we have a veil that blinds us from seeing what Christ is doing and how Jesus is still alive and active in our world? And I think that's what Paul is getting at. He's calling for us to listen to the Spirit and allow that veil to be lifted so that we can see and understand God is active and alive in our world today. Do we listen with ears to hear the scriptures being opened up? Or do we allow that veil, our own biases, our own kind of understandings, to impinge upon us hearing God's word? The other thing that Paul lifts up, he says, now with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, we are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. This word transformed, we may think of it literally, transfigured, transformed of Jesus up on that mountain. I wonder sometimes if within the Lutheran Church we need to talk more about transformation. How is it that not seeking to sort of commemorate like Peter does and wanting to build others, but how is it that we see in the glory of Christ? How is it that we think about the waters of baptism, the food of God that's offered at the rail of Jesus' body and blood? Do we see these things as a way of transforming our own lives? How is it that the gospel comes to us and transforms us into the people of God? The gospel is supposed to be this power. We see that power as Jesus goes up to the mountain. We see the power in the story of Moses as he comes down and his face is dazzling white and people are afraid. Are we sometimes afraid that if we allow God to work in our life, what may happen? If we answer the call, if we listen to the words of Jesus, if we allow the gospel message to be implanted in our hearts, how does that transform us? How does that change us? What difference does it make? And I think that's the direction where Paul is going, thinking about the unveiling of our faces. Do sometimes we allow the stuff of the world, do we allow things to impede us from experiencing that transforming power of the gospel? Or do we do what the prophet Isaiah said when he says, you know, when God calls out, whom shall I send? Isaiah says, here am I, send me. Do we answer that call and allow that transforming power of the gospel to renew us, to change us into glory, so that we go out and answer and we seek to live out the prayer that we pray, that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven? Transfiguration is a strange Sunday, and we hear about Jesus being transformed, Peter wanting to build tabernacles, Moses' face changing and being covered with the veil. But the question is, how are we allowing that power to transform us in our own lives? How does the gospel come to us and make us new? As Paul writes later on in this letter, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. How are we transformed? By the glory and power of the one who comes to save us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you went to a mountain and revealed your glory to some of your disciples as you were transfigured. Wash us and make us clean in the waters of baptism, so that we may know that in you we are made a new creation. Just as you, O Lord, were transformed, send your Spirit to transform us as the people of God into a life lived in limitless thanks. Help us to remove that veil that clouds our vision of all that you have done. Help us to live a way of life that contradicts the way of the world, but draws us close to you, so that the light of Christ may shine forth from us and our actions and others, so that others may see your face and your good deeds. We pray all this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.